It wasn't his children. In other words, the father says like this, I want you to give my son an allowance, but in case my son dies, I don't want his children to yashin, but instead of his children yashinin, yirshu acherim tachtayim. I want somebody else to yashin instead of him. I want the other brothers to yashin instead of him. So then the halacha is, since we see the father is makpid, like the leftover money should not go to his sons, to his mishpacha, then we say, bein shom atnu, bein shom al titnu, whether the father only said, give this son a shekel a week, or whether he said, don't give him more, in both cases, a nesen lamel a shekel. We only give the son just a shekel. But since we see the father want to give the rest of his money to somebody else, so he's only giving to this son because the money's alive and he's pretty stingy. So he only means to give him exactly what he said. But otherwise, as Rashbam says, we see the father only wants to give away a small amount. That there should be money left over to give to other people. Therefore, it's like Badafku, he said a shekel. That's what the Brisa says. Now, for Hoch over here, it's like two different fields and two different people over here. Ugtoni de koni, and still it says there's other people takis koni, because he's talking about two different sons here, and we say the response is vahocha the roma loshin matan labana ugtoni tenu shekel lebni the loshin yerusha lacherim. He said, give a present. That's a present to one son, and then he said, when he dies, the Yerusha should go to a different son. And still we see it helps. So for here it's clear proof that even though they're two different sons and they're two different properties, as long as at one time it's said a lashon of titnu to give, we say it means a lashon matana and both is chal. Because otherwise when he says the second son should yashin, how could that be? You can't have that be master, mashkos of a Torah. Because we know the halacha is when a son dies, the grandson takes over. The Yaitzi Recha, your Mishpacha takes over. And here it says your Mishpacha doesn't take over. So you see clearly even two different people and two different fields still is called a Matana. Samar says, who Maisav Lavu Mefarak Lo. They asked the question, he answered it. I tell you, Baroyal Yorshe. You know what we're talking about over here is, it could be the second son gets the Bataris Yerusha. It's not a present. But when the father said, when the first son dies, somebody else should yashin, he didn't mean somebody else altogether. He meant another son. And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch, it goes according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch, that we'll have later on in the next Mishnah, that he says, the Mamar Amisha Royal Yorshov, Dvarav Kayamim. He holds that a father has a right to say, a father has five sons. Now, when the father dies, all five yashin equally. Yochanan says, no, father has a right to say, I want all my property to go to one son, Toros Yerusha. Since this son would yashin anyway, he'd only yashin one-fifth. But now that he's supposed to yashin something, we'll see the next Mishnah, that he holds he's allowed to give everything away to one son. So maybe that's beyond this Brisa. This Brisa goes according to Yochanan ben Uri, or Yochanan ben Baruch. So therefore, you have no proof. To one son it's said a Matana, but to the second son it's said a Yerusha. And really, to the second son, it's only Yerusha, it's not a Matana. I, if it's a Yerusha, how could he give away everything to one son? That there it is, it goes according to Yochanan ben Baruch. That a father has a right to say, Viteris Yerusha, I want one son to yashin more than the other sons. It's only been master, maskos vatera, somebody that's not real, like to a daughter. The guy left over three sons and one daughter, and he says, I want my daughter to yashin, that doesn't help. That's called you going against the Torah. But as long as you say that to one of the sons, that son is supposed to yashin, halacha is, if Yochanan holds, that son yashins. So maybe this brisa goes according to Rabbi Yochanan, therefore there will be no proof to our sheishes. Alright, turn over. Yeah. Now, Omer Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi says, Toshima, come on, bring another proof. What about somebody says, Nichsei Lecho, listen, my property, I want to go to you. I want to give you my property. Nichsei Lecho, my property belongs to you. V'yachrecho, but if you die, Yirish Pleini, I want somebody else to yashin. I don't want your son to yashin it. Guy says to his friend, I want you to have my property. But when you die, I don't want your sons to have it, but rather Yirash Pliny, somebody else should yashin after you. V'yachrayachrecha, and after the second guy dies, Yirash Pliny, guy made a whole list here. I'm giving Reuven a present until he dies. When he dies, it goes to Shimon. When Shimon dies, the present goes to Yehuda. So halacha is, Meis Rishon, when the first one dies, Enechnami, Konashani, the money goes over to the second one. We'll soon see questions of a second son or it's a different person altogether. But the Tanai helps. The father only gave the present to Reuven. Kol Zaman Reuven was alive. When Reuven died, the father said originally, I want him now to go to Shimon. So it says Kona Shimon. What about May Shimon? Then Shimon dies. So Kona Shlishi and Echnami. Then Shimon's sons do not take over, but rather it goes to the third person the way the father originally said. But what's going to be V'yim May Sheni? B'chayirishan, again, the father said, first I want my property to go to Reuven. If Reuven dies, then it goes to Shimon. Now Shimon died when Reuven was still alive. What's going to be then, later, when Reuven dies, is Yachsru Nechosov L'Yosharishan. Halacha is, the property stays by Reuven's children. In other words, the father only said that when Reuven dies, it goes over to Shimon. If Shimon's alive, but here that Shimon died already, so it can't go over to Shimon. So therefore, the property remains by Reuven, and when Reuven dies, it goes down to his children. Now, for Hocher over here, the Havamin are talking about now, they're all three different sons. It's the father has three sons. For Hocher over here, Tikishtei Sodois Ushnei Bnei Yodim Domi. It's like two different fields, the two different sons. And the first one he said, I'm giving for present. But the next one, he says, "Vateros Yerusha, Uketani Dekani," and it says it helps that when the first son dies, the second son takes over. It doesn't go to his children. The second one takes over. So even though to the second son he said a lashon Yerusha, you see, like Rosh Hashanah, that as long as to one son he said a lashon of a matana, that lashon helps even for the second son. So here it's approved to Rosh Hashanah. So Gemara says no. Maybe you're going to want to tell me, Yochinami, here also, the role Liyarshav. I'll tell you again, this price is talking about that the children now are all role to Yashin the father. We're not talking about daughters here. We're talking about the three sons. And this, maybe this price also goes for Reb Yochanan ben Bruki. It goes according to Reb Yochanan ben Bruki, like we'll have in the next Mishnah. That he holds, there is a din Torah like that. A father has a right to say, I want to make one son Yashin all my property. So therefore, it goes with Teres Yerusha, but it goes according to Yerchan and Bruka. So Mar says, no. If that's the Pshati Hochi, so what happened here? Klo. The father said, first I want this property to go to one son. For a present. I said, when he dies, I want the other son to Yashin him. Very good. Like Yerchan and Bruka, that son Yashins. But now the question is, what's the third thing the father said? The third thing the father said is that when the second son dies, he wants the third son to yashin it. Not the second son's yashin, but the third brother yashins. That's the question why. Even according to Yochanan ben Bruka, true, the second son could yashin, but if he yashins, it stays by his children, it stays in his mishpacha. You don't give it away to the third son then. If it's not a matan of Yerusha, why does it go away? That's the question. Yehochi, if you want to say it goes with Teres Yerusha, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Bruka, Yehochi, Meis Sheni, why does the Brisa say that when the second son dies, Kona Shlishi, the property goes now to the third brother? The way the father said it, why? Hosholach Rav Acha Brei, the Rav Avio, that Ledibra Rabbi Yochanan ben Bruka, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Bruka, that says a father has the right to give Yerusha to one son more than the other sons, Nichtei Lecho, the father says this property should go to you, V'yachrecha L'Pleini, and after you should go to somebody else, V'rishon Roy L'Yoshai. Now the first son was a son that was fit to Yashin. In such a case, Ein l'sheni b'makom rishon klum. Why? She'ein ze loshen matana el loshen yerusha. According to Rabbi Yochanan, any time a father gives one son more than the other son, if that son is a bar yerusha, the father has the right to give it to him a teres yerusha. And it's like yerusha. It's like that son yashins.
The Yerusha ain't lo hefsik. That's the lacha. Yerusha, there's no end to something. Once you yashin something from your father, when the son goes, it goes down to his son, his grandson, his children go downwards. It can never go crosswards. Present, you can make tanoim to go to a brother to go across. But if once a son yashins it, even though that son dashins, it has to go down to his son, to his grandson, down, down, down. So then this brisa that says that when the second one dies, the property goes over to the third son, it can't go according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Brucha. It can't go b'teras Yerusha. It has to go b'teras Matana. If so, here it's a good proof for Hashesh, that even though there are two different sons here and two different properties, still we say, since the first Lashon was a Lashon Matana, it helps for the second one also. Yet Yufta, the Lekula Yufta. Smur says, if so, Lema Narmatev Yufta Resh Lakish. Let's say it's also a kash and Resh Lakish. For the more of a tizbro, v'omar rova hilchos takavosa the Resh Lakish. Bani tlos anyway. The rova is still depasling Resh Lakish on these three things. And these are one of the three things. So you can't shlug up Resh Lakish then. Smur says, Lakasha. Atel yekan b'ter k'redibor, kan liyachik k'redibor. It depends when the father said it. If the father said it ter k'redibor, that first he said to one son b'loshin matana, and then he said to the second son, B'loshin Yerusha, since he said a Turk of the Dibur, it's good. So Mela, that's what it helps. Yeah, so Ashpam says it. Yeah. This was Gecher, and the Klum. The Yitvah Echad, the Echad command Lesadami, Gern Yerusha Matana. Li echad loshen Yerusha batal loshen matana kaina. Yeah, so therefore, when you said it bevat tatoch the dibur, then taken helps. There's no stira. Then Rosh Lakish would also agree to say that since the father said loshen matana, then the taken helps. That's where Rosh Lakish said it doesn't help, and we pass like that. That's where the father said it liachak the dibur. So if he said, I want to give one son a present, and then he waited a few minutes, a minute. And then he said the next son b'teras Yerusha and Echlami. Then Taka does know. It only helps if he says it Turk the Dibur, which is like 2 or 3 seconds. And the word says, the ilkus of the locher is Kol Turk the Dibur. Anything you say within 2 or 3 seconds is Kediba Dami. It's like one thing. We always say during davening, if you make a mistake and you change your mind right away, Turk the Dibur, it's okay. When you say now and soon say Asar Shem Etshuva, you have to say HaMelech HaKadosh. If you say HaKel HaKadosh, and Turk of the Dibur right away, next 2 or 3 seconds, right away change your mind and you say HaMelech HaKadosh, it's okay. Turk of the Dibur helps. Lavar excluding Me'avoydes Kechovin U'Kedushin. The guy worships Avoydes Zorah. Rashi Rashbam says,